This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 20th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. June 17th marked 5 years since the Islamic State told Christians in Mosul, Iraq, to, quote, convert, pay, or die, end quote. After ISIS took Mosul in 2014, the militants told Christians they must convert to Islam or pay a so-called protection tax or else face death. Up to 500,000 people, including 3,000 Christian families, subsequently fled the major city, leaving only 25 Christian families. ISIS left a wake of devastation even after their defeat by Iraqi forces in 2017. Since then, Christians have been slowly rebuilding their lives in Iraq. Open Doors has provided disaster relief, rebuilt over 1,000 homes, and funded family businesses for employment opportunities. Please keep our brothers and sisters in Christ in the Middle East in your prayers. Isaiah 61 verse 4 says, "They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations." The Christian hymn "Sing Hallelujah to the Lord" emerged this past week as the anthem of Hong Kong's protest against an extradition bill that have drawn millions of people into the streets, reports Reuters. The bill would have sent criminal suspects to communist China for prosecution, but the measure has been withdrawn presently by Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam. For Christians, the bill is seen as an intrusion of China's communist systems into the government of Hong Kong that has enjoyed the principles of freedom of religion it inherited from Great Britain when Britain ceded Hong Kong to China in 1997. Despite being fired for citing Bible verses against homosexuality on social media, former Australian rugby star Israel Folau continued his stand for Christ by giving a sermon on Sunday at Sydney's Truth of Jesus Christ Church. Folau said the push for so-called transgender rights in Australia for children is the work of the devil, saying, quote, "If there's ever a time to stand up for the Word of God, now is the time," end quote. Folau based his sermon on Galatians 1, verse 10. "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." On Monday, President Donald Trump announced his next move against illegal immigration. Trump tweeted, quote, "Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in," end quote. Trump also applauded Mexico's efforts to stop the flow of migrants from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Ecuador from reaching the southern border. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has signed the Save Chick-fil-A bill into law, which prohibits the government from going after a company or individuals for giving to religious groups. This comes after the San Antonio City Council voted to bar Chick-fil-A from opening a restaurant in the city's airport. City Councilman Robert Trevino said the city would not tolerate businesses with, quote, anti-LGBTQ behavior, end quote. Chick-fil-A closes on Sunday to honor the Christian Sabbath, supports the biblical definitions of marriage and family, and has contributed generously to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Since the passing of Roe v. Wade in 1973, states have passed 1,271 anti-abortion laws, according to a report from the Guttmacher Institute. However, just in the past 8 years, 33 states have passed 479 abortion restrictions, accounting for over a third of anti-abortion laws in the U.S. Meanwhile, the latest Centers for Disease Control report from 2018 shows that the number of abortions are at an all-time low since 1973. Please pray for the complete end of this bloodshed in our land. In 2015, Alabama college student Rodney Smith started Raising Men Lawn Care Service with the goal of mowing yards in all 50 states for veterans, single moms, the elderly, and the disabled. This month, Smith completed that goal with the help of Delta Airlines, which flew him to Alaska and Hawaii. Smith also started the 50-yard challenge for kids around the world to cut 50 lawns for free. Over 270 kids have joined the challenge. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Elaine Hawkins in San Antonio, Texas, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "Adam and all the team, I write letters of appreciation in my head a lot, but they seldom make it to my email. Your Christian newscast, The Worldview in 5 minutes, is so refreshing. I look forward to being informed every day. I thank God how he inspired you all to do this, bringing us information that we otherwise would totally miss. I hurt thinking about the Christians suffering all over the world. Because of you, I pray for their safety and needs and thank God for their dedication and strong stand wherever they are. I pray for each of you on the newscast team and your families to be blessed, guided, protected, encouraged, and loved mightily." End quote. Toward our goal of raising $50,000 by Friday, June 28th, to cover some of the costs of producing this newscast, 12 new Worldview listeners have made donations in the last 24 hours. Our thanks to Crystal in San Antonio, Texas, and Daniel in Bumpus, Virginia, both of whom gave $25. We're also grateful to Rhonda from West Fargo, North Dakota, for her $50 gift, to David in Bentley, Louisiana, for his monthly $5 pledge for a year for a total gift of $60, and to Christopher in Cannon City, Colorado, for his $100 gift. God prompted Jeremy in Riverside, California, and Winston in Helena, Montana, to both give $200. An Australian listener gave $20 per month for a year for a total gift of $240. And David and Jenny in Grants Pass, Oregon, and Nathan in Swansea of Wales, United Kingdom, both of whom gave $300. Finally, we appreciate the generosity of Wendy in Ventura, California, who pledged $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300. And Greg in Rosalia, Washington, who pledged $50 per month for a year for a total gift of $600. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $21,233. In order to hit our $37,500 goal by this Friday, June 21st, we need to raise $16,267 in the next 2 days. That means I need to find 13 Worldview listeners who will generously pledge $50 per month for a year, just like Greg did, for a total gift of $600, and 26 Worldview listeners who will give $25 per month for a year for a total gift of $300, just like Wendy did. Could you be one of 5 folks to pledge $1,000? So far, 2 people have given a gift that size. Please, go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. Thank you in advance for your sacrificial help. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, June 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.